people just think it's the same book but a different binding, but that's not true. It's just something I enjoy doing. I love interviewing players, managers, thinking things up, and the people seem to enjoy it every year. They come back and they'll say, oh, I've had it the last 5 years. And the best story is there's a girl come up the other day. No, the other weekend, I was down at Debenhams in the Hill Street Centre. And 6 years ago, I met her in the metro in Debenhams. And she was heavily pregnant. And now, every year, she's had a picture taken, and the kids know, like, about my waist or above. And that's great, you know, you get to know the people, the interaction. I think the modern game, I think a lot of that has gone, to be brutally honest.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that, buddy, because I grew up in an era where basically I wrote off to Francis Lee, wrote back, invited me down to Man City, worked through that, and actually we could meet a lot of the players, and same with Borough players as well, David Nish and Tony Mowbray, a whole range of things from that point of view. And maybe it is a bit more challenging these days where you've got literally billionaires possibly on the pitch, that actually that sort of interaction with the public has gone a little?
Without a doubt. I mean, I used to live in Westbourne Road in the heart of Middlesbrough when I came here, and I used to have guys sitting outside my window on the Friday night, Bernie Slavin, you know how the tune goes. And then if we get beaten a Saturday, they would shout, "You're effing Robbie Slavin," at my window. That was all part of the banter. They never put my windows in. That was part of the banter. But I had a connection, and a lot of the lads then had a connection. I mean, Stewie Downing lives just in the outskirts here. He's still got a connection. And Gibson, when he was here, I get that. But the majority live, I don't know, wherever, Harrogate. Over the years, I've lived in Harrogate and beyond. There's no real connection with the public. Don't really walk through the town centre. You kind of tell me they'll get mobbed. We would have got mobbed. Oh, we did. We still get people talking to us, but that's not the truth.
I know it's a nostalgic thing, but I remember, as I say, when Borough actually got promoted under Jack Charlton back in 74, and actually the Cleveland Centre was full of fans of John Hickton and Willie, and the whole range of things from that point of view.
And totally understandable. They were idols. And, you know, I've been saying this week in the Lotto Rag and on my Twitter and that, some of these younger kids need to get to know the history of the club. A lot of players don't know anything about the history of the club, and I think it's very important. You know, if you're grown up to support Middlesbrough for the next 80, 90 years, you should know the history of your club and who's who and what's what. Because some of these modern players, they come and go every 2 years. I'm not talking Middlesbrough, I'm talking right over the board. And in 10 years' time, you'll say, do you remember? And they'll have to scratch their head and probably, well, they won't know. Jordan Rhodes, yeah. I mean, I could have saved the club £10 million in Jordan Rhodes. I could have known that he was like myself. He was a goal scorer. He wasn't physically strong or aggressive or great height. So I could have saved the club £10 million. I don't know who brought Jordan in. It wasn't his fault.
Indeed. Now, obviously today, as we speak, we're a few hours away from the return of one of your teammates, obviously as manager of the opposing side. That's, of course, Mogga back in the Borough. Any split loyalties from yourself?
No, look, I'm a Middlesbrough fan, and I want Middlesbrough to win, but I'm also a Tony Mowbray fan. But there's no sentiment in business. Mugger would agree. Mugger knows I'm a straight-talking guy, no bull. I love Mugger as an individual. I'd class him as a mate. Last time I seen him was at Old Trafford with him and Gary Pallister for one of the games down there a few months ago. But he's a great guy. He was a great leader. He got the worst deal of all when he was at Middlesbrough. Had to asset strip. Didn't have the luxuries of McLaren or Southgate or Strachan or Karanka, which was a great shame because he is the true Middlesbrough. I know the legend things used loosely these days, but he was a true Middlesbrough legend and wore his hat on his sleeve. And he loves the area. He still lives in the area. I can't tell you where, but he lives in the area, yeah. So he's still a Borough lad at heart, but he's obviously a professional and he's got a job to do at Blackburn. And yeah, so hope he gets grubbed today.
Okay, and let's just wearing your sort of northern roots a bit. Kilmarnock doing quite well in Scotland these days. Who would have thought it?
Well, do you know what? I thought Kilmarnock were dead and buried, but they're still alive and well in the top of the Premier League in Scotland. But today they go to Parkhead, which I regard as paradise. And I think Celtic will beat them. Celtic. I mean, I laugh at people down here in England that will say, one horse race, two horse race up there. Excuse me. England's a two-horse race. Man City, Liverpool, all the rest are out of the game. And they have been for quite some time. Man United did a stretch of many, many years where it was a one-horse race. But, hey, don't get me wrong, Scottish football, there is bits that need sorting out. It's no great in the eye. But saying that, Middlesbrough last week against Villa wasn't great in the eye.
So true. Now let's talk briefly about obviously the latest book in the series, etc. Because I believe you've got a special connection with obviously the late great Ali Brownlee in there in terms of a feature on it.
I mean, Ali and me spent 6 days a week for 10 years working for Borough Television and the radios, Century Reel, whatever it was, so many changes. And we I loved Ali. Ali was everything, you know. He was he was biased, he was blinkered, he was clever, he was charming, engaging, he was charitable, he was loud, brash.
He was local.
He was local. He was a Borough absolute nutcase, and he had everything. The idea came, I was here last year doing things, and I could do any book I want. People were saying, are you doing one about Ali? And anyway, it sort of registered me, and I thought, you know what? Because in the last, well, when Ali went to the BBC, I lost contact with him. I must have spoken to Ali about 4 or 5 times in 6 years, or whatever it was, the amount of time. I have that in the book, obviously. And that's a great shame. You know, we didn't fall out. He just went to a different organisation. Things change you. And that's probably a big regret of mine, you know what I mean? That I did text him, obviously, when I heard things, and he got back to me, and we were hoping to meet up, but obviously not.
He'd be looking down saying, go, Bernie, go. That's important.
Without a doubt, I am a religious guy. I'm not a preacher, but...
I think the Vatican is still recovering from when you visited, actually.
Yeah, the Pope passed away not long after I'd seen him. But I just think there is a heaven. There must be somewhere better than Earth. And I think Ali will be there. None of my mates will be there, and I'll probably not be there, but Ali will be looking down for sure.
Bernie, I'm sure you will be there, absolutely, because many people actually would define heaven as being any time when they saw Bernie Slaven score a goal. That's the key thing.
Yeah, they were good days, but they have long gone.
Well, Bernie, for the moment, many thanks indeed. We will hopefully catch you in the studio one day. I mean, you should really come to the studio at Southside Broadcasting, James Scott University Hospital. We look forward to welcoming you to the Fly Me to the Moon. The offer is always there.
I will do that. In the new year, you get in contact and I will come and do it. The hospital radio, is that
absolutely.
Yeah, we'll definitely do that.
Bernie Slaven, we salute you, sir.
Thank you.